not the savories, I'm not the sweets. That situation was just hanging on.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Snack Situation. This is the podcast where we eat snacks. And it, honestly, it's where we eat novelty foods. Snack is just kind of a catch-all term. We have long since abandoned the conceit of what is a snack, I think.
Yeah, well, we started with what we were eating while we watched movies.
Yeah.
Which I think does fall under the purview of snacks.
Yeah.
But ever since this spun off into its own podcast, it has been more than just snack foods.
It's gotten a little conceptual.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's a snack, though. That's Matt Wilson, my co-host. My name's Chris Sims. Matt?
Oh, you do flatter.
Well, Matt, I'm the whole damn meal.
That's true.
Just based on relative size.
Well, if I eat enough of these things that we ate for this snack situation, I may graduate from snack to meal as well. A new Batman movie's out.
Yes, of which you may have heard.
Of which you may have heard it. As far as I know, it's the only Batman movie. The Batman.
It's about the Batman.
The one Batman.
I have been alternately calling it like the Batman. I always call it the Batman out loud. But when I spell it, I spell it like Megan Thee Stallion.
With two E's.
Yeah, but I have lately, now that I'm talking to other people who have seen it, I've started calling it Thy Batman.
I like the idea of other movies have using other articles at the start, like a Thor.
Our buddy Chris Rowling, I think, was the one who came up with the gag of saying wrestlers' nicknames, but with A instead of the. Mm-hmm. So you'd have like Roman Reigns, a big dog.
That's good. That's very good. I and Aquaman.
Just it's weird that like the word, the article, is like something that denotes a difference, right? Because this is the Batman is not the first movie to make this distinction.
Well, it's because people like there's this weird subset of Batman fans who liked it in, like, the early comics when they called him the Batman.
Matt, I like it when they call him the Batman.
I have always just preferred Batman.
Well, here's my little, very loose rule on this. If you're talking about him, you say the Batman. Especially if it's, like, the early days urban legend-y period, you know, before he shows up on TV with the Justice League.
I feel like we're going out of our way to not talk about this food, huh?
Uh-huh.
The, generally, like, I'm the Matt D. Wilson on Twitter.
Yeah, you are.
I feel like the, in that context, means the one and only, right?
Yeah.
In Batman's case, when he's the Batman, I feel like it adds an air of mystery and the unknown. So it's like...
It makes him sound like a cryptid.
Yes, it makes him sound like a cryptid or a circus sideshow. Like, I'm gonna go to the circus. I'll see the strongman and the contortionist and the Batman.
Yeah. But if you're talking to him, you would just call him Batman.
Yeah.
That's his name.
Once he's better known, then he becomes the more casual Batman.
But, like, it is a weird thing that I think, you know, because that's his name, and because, like where do superheroes get their names is always kind of part of the story. Like I've always liked the idea of Lois Lane naming Superman in the mm-hmm. newspaper.
Yeah.
Like, I've always thought that was pretty fun. And, you know, Spider-Man, the human spider, gets his name from Bruce Campbell.
That name sucks.
Which is true. Bruce Campbell saved you on that one. He might have ruined your marriage proposal, but...
Yeah. And he might have hired... Well, he might have let you in the ring to make homophobic jokes. What's up, Pete?
Yeah. Pete, you're kind of the villain of that scene, Pete.
Yeah. Anyway, Bones on the Brow's just doing his job.
Yeah. He's young. He's in high school. He doesn't have any good role models. I mean, I guess he does at that point definitely have a good role model.
Yeah, but Uncle Ben is still alive.
Joe Manganiello was saying slurs in that movie.
Yeah,
the character of Flash Thompson. I should specify, Joe Manganiello seems like a very nice guy.
He was simply emulating his bully.
Yeah.
Hurt people hurt people. Here's the thing. I got it, though. I figured it out.
Okay.
It's like in Spanish, where you're talking to someone, and if you're speaking informally, you just say tú, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're speaking formally, señor or señora, you got to say usted.
Would it – I don't think it would, because I think you've been spoiled on everything, but would it surprise you to learn that you've just stumbled onto a plot point from The Batman?
Yeah, I've been spoiled on that exact thing.
Okay. All right.
Something being in Spanish, yeah.
There is a Batman movie, and of course that means there are Batman movie tie-ins out in the world. And there's a pizza. And I feel like it's been a minute since we've had a Batman tie-in pizza. I know there was one for Dark Knight. That was a Domino's.
Now, was it in the shape of a bat?
No, but it was just like, it came in a black box that like looked like Nolan Batman gear. Like, they had drawn it to look all Wayne Tech Applied Sciences style. So it was like black on black.
Okay.
But it was just like a regular pizza with a bunch of pepperoni on it.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. I don't think there was one for Dark Knight Rises. I don't think there was one for Batman v Superman. There might have been for Justice League, but like I was not. And here's the reason I don't think there were any for those. We'd have been doing this podcast. We would have done those.
Not for Dark Knight Rises. That was 2012. Which, by the way, what better movie could there have been to have a tie-in bread-based food than Dark Knight Rises?
Come on,
folks. Do a deep dish with the rising thick crust. Why am I coming up with all your marketing here?
Yeah. What do you think, like, that's the kind of pizza that they would give to all the cops after they tricked them into going down into a hole?
Yeah. When you go to Little Caesars or Domino's, when the GCPD in the aftermath of Bane goes to Domino's or Little Caesars, they're like, oh, sit down. Well, you eat for free. And then they give them that. They give them that pizza.
Yeah. It's wild that that movie, like, the thing I always say is that I liked Dark Knight Rises, and I like was a Dark Knight Rises defender, because I'm like to me it was very obvious that that movie was like full on into this is a fable territory.
Definitely, yeah. It's
like it was the reality was so heightened as to like yeah nothing made sense, and I felt like that was kind of the point. But I also have not seen it since it came out, and I think that maybe says something about The Dark Knight Rises, a movie where every police officer in a city of 10 million people is tricked into going into a hole.
And then they become Batman's anti-Bane army at the end of the movie.
All cops are Batman's friends.
Army. Yeah. What I always said about The Dark Knight Rises is that it's a movie that's reach extended past its grasp, which I appreciate the sort of like taking a big swing that movie does. That movie, though, just is like, hey, here's Scarecrow's court.
Yeah, that part rules.
That part comes out of nowhere. It's fun and very comic booky, but it's like, oh, I guess Scarecrow has a court now.
Yeah, with his super long scroll that he has.
Yeah.
But I don't think there were like food tie-ins for those. I might be wrong. I'm sitting at a computer. I could look it up. I'm not going to.
I don't remember any. I don't remember any for Batman v Superman.
Oh, wait, no, there was cereal for Batman v Superman.
That's right. You tried the cereal.
I did try the cereal. It was trash. And somebody was like, oh, no, it's a gimmick. You have to mix them up. So you have Batman and Superman in the same bowl.
And sell them together.
And sell them together and just call it Batman-Superman cereal.
So you're going to make people buy two boxes of cereal? Unbelievable. The hubris.
I mean, if like they weren't good and they would not have been good together.
Yeah.
You know?
Apparently there was a KFC tie-in, but only in the Philippines.
I'm so curious now. KFC's international strategy is fascinating to me, Matt. They own Christmas in Japan.
There was an ice cream tie-in for Batman v Superman.
Okay.
I don't know where. It looks like it might be like Cold Stone or something.
Mm. Well, I do not go to Cold Stone. They voted, or they gave money to against gay marriage. Mm. Yeah. So, against marriage equality. So I don't go to Cold Stone. Marble Slab, as far as I know, on the up and up. Continue going to Marble Slab.
I've never been to Cold Stone, so so I'm also in that boat. Let me see. Batman v Superman ice cream. It was Cold Stone. Cold Stone was the place that had the tie-in.
What?
I got some ice cream.
What?
They put it on a slab.
What?
They rolled it up.
What?
They put a bunch of stuff in it.
All right, that's a whole other gimmick.
Yeah.
For a whole other time.
All right, so
I guess the reason that I wanted to talk about that is,
okay,
I feel like no, you don't see a lot of tie-ins at Little Caesars, the pizza place that their entire marketing strategy is, we have pizza right now.
We have pizza right now, and it is extremely cheap.
It's you can get the cheapest pizza, and you can eat it right now. There is the Little Caesars that I went to here in Minneapolis today is literally across the street from where my wife went to high school.
Okay.
Which is, it's the best strategy for a Little Caesars because you can get, if you're a teen, you can get $5.
It's $5.55 now, but yeah, you can get.
Still, that's
enough money for a hot and ready. Which is
the whole crew can dine on what they got in their pockets.
Let me stress this. There are frozen pizzas more expensive than a Little Caesars hot and ready.
Yeah. Any frozen pizza that you would want to eat, unless you're Benito, because I know Benito weirdly loves like tombstones.
Tombstones are not cheap.
Mementos Mori, but
tombstones are not cheap. Tombstones are like $7-$8.
DiGiorno's is like $7-$8. The Home Run Inn, that's kind of frozen pizza that I get when I...
Yeah, I get Home Run Inn every time.
Yeah, that was L. Collins tip.
That's Chicago's favorite frozen pizza.
L. Collins told me, if it ain't Home Run Inn, it might as well be Red Baron.
I agree. Home Run Inn is the best.
Be a Totino's Party Pack.
But say, yeah.
Totino's Party Pack that Benito likes.
Totino's Party Pizza is like $2.
Yeah.
But every other frozen pizza is probably going to be more expensive than a Little Caesars hot and ready. Have you okay, Chris, here's a genuine question. Uh-huh. Have you ordered from a Little Caesars recently?
The last time I ordered a Little Caesars, I don't believe I was married.
Yeah.
And I'm coming up on 5 years of marriage, and I wanted to try, they had like a pretzel, like a stuffed pretzel crust thing, maybe.
Okay.
And I wanted to try it, and AC was out of town.
Little Caesars has never been my go-to trash pizza.
Mm-hmm. My go-to trash pizza is Domino's.
Mine has always been Domino's, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they have the thin crust, and that's what I like.
Yeah. When my wife goes out of town, as she's going out of town for like a week in a little bit, and what I always say is, it's time for the bad pizza.
Yeah,
because like, I don't want good pizza.
Well, if you're having good pizza, you might as well like share it, right? Like
if I'm having good pizza, there's plenty of places here that I can get good pizza, but I don't want pizza when I get a Domino's. I want Domino's. It's like Taco Bell. Yeah. I don't want Mexican food when I get Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, by the way, is like the king, not to be confused with the Burger King. Like, you might think that the number one movie tie-in fast food place is like McDonald's. It's Taco Bell, man.
It's the Bell, baby.
The biggest things I remember, like, I remember Taco Bell had all the Star Wars tie-in stuff.
Mm-hmm.
During all of the prequels. To the point where I was like, I'm going to Taco Bell. I'm going to Taco Bell. I'm going to get that big cup full of Baja Blast so I can get all my, like, little Star Wars, like, my little tokens with Qui-Gon on them.
I do wish we were still, like, there was, we grew up, Matt, in a weird golden age of movie tie-ins at fast food restaurants. Because, boy, you know, I would love to have a useless glass coffee cup from McDonald's with Robert Pattinson Batman on it. I would love that.
Well, I remember a lot of tie-ins for Batman 89.
Well, there were a bunch for Batman 89. Those specifically were for Batman Forever. Because the Riddler one, his cane was the the handle.
Yeah, I remember. Do you remember on the VHS of Batman 89 that there was a Coke ad at the start?
Yeah,
yeah,
with Alfred drinking a Coke.
Alfred. Well, no, Alfred brought Batman a Coke.
That's right. Alfred brings Batman a Coke,
and it was Michael Goh. It was the actor who played Alfred, but it was not Michael Keaton. Yeah. In the Batman costume.
It was Big Mike, not Little Mike.
Oh, good stuff.
But like I know I got Indiana Jones VHS tapes at McDonald's. Like, you could buy them at McDonald's, which is insane.
What a strange time.
I think I might have, like, could you also buy Batman 89 at McDonald's?
I don't know. I don't remember. I do remember, like, I remember so many movie tie-in things for so many things at fast food restaurants in the late 80s and early 90s.
Yeah, and I feel like we don't get those anymore.
Well,
I mean, except for this, which, like,
this is a novelty. Like, there weren't novelty things like this back then. Now it feels like the food has to relate to the movie. You remember when Dunkin' Donuts had the Captain America donuts?
Yeah, buddy. You know I do. You know, like, me and Chris Haley remember that one.
Oh, I mean, I was part of that too. Like, I went and got them too. Yeah. But like
they had that weird, awful drink too.
Yes. But, like, back when we were kids, the tie-ins for movies were like a commemorative glass or a toy or some kind of, like, memorabilia thing. I still have glasses from the Great Muppet Caper that I drink out of, that I've had since I was a kid. Like, those were the thing. Like, they didn't change the food on the menu. They would just say, order some stuff on the menu and get a free commemorative cup or whatever.
Yeah. Like you might every now and then get, like, a slightly different burger, right? Like the McJordan.
Yeah, but almost always it was just.
But yeah, usually it was, you would go in and with a combo meal, you could also pay $5 and get a glass.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I still have those Batman Forever glasses somewhere. If anyone wants to send me some of those Batman Forever glasses, please do.
Now, all the tie-ins, all the marketing geniuses have decided that all the tie-ins to movies have to be the food itself.
I understand that, though, because the thing is, if you do a promotion and you've got glasses, t-shirts, VHS tapes, whatever, the infrastructure to distribute that may or may not exist for your restaurant, right? But you're already making food. People are already going there because they want to eat food.
Well, I'm fascinated. Okay, so bringing it back to this Little Caesars Batman tie-in, the Batman Crazy Calzone.
It is. I can hear the physical pain in your voice from having to say that. I didn't say it when I ordered it. I just pointed at the picture and said, "Can I get one of these guys?"
I ordered it online. Oh,
well,
so
you ordered ahead.
The reason I asked you about if you had been into a Little Caesars lately, because I haven't either. I didn't know about their little, you don't have to talk to anybody case.
Yeah.
When you order online, you can walk into Little Caesars, walk up to their little hot and ready case, see your name on a screen, and punch in the number that your name is next to, and it, a door just opens, and you can take your pizza and go home, and you don't have to see or talk to anybody.
I've seen that at a couple of other restaurants, like back in North Carolina, I know Rise Donuts and Biscuits did that, and I don't like. Is that the question I have for Little Caesars? Is that a post-COVID or a COVID agnostic innovation?
I mean, it does seem like a COVID innovation. Potentially.
I know it is for other places, but Little Caesars might just be like, you're Little Caesars. You won't talk to anybody.
Yeah. You don't want
anybody to know your shame.
You're here to get your food and take it away to feed all the kids at a birthday party or something.
My wife asked me, I was like, all right, time to go get my Batman Crazy Calzone. And she was like, are you bringing it back here? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, okay, because I understand right now that your choices are sit in the car and eat it shamefully or bring it home and eat it not as hot with your dog trying to get it. And yeah. I was like, of course I'm coming home.
Yeah. Did AC eat any of the crazy calzone?
Absolutely not. You've met my wife, Matt. Yeah. Absolutely fucking not.
She hates gimmicks, as I understand it.
Does she's buddy, she's Dan Severn. No gimmicks.
I brought mine home from the Little Caesars that's very close to my house. And Marlene, Marlene was like, I want to see it. Let me look at it. So I opened the box and I took some pictures, the pictures that will be on our Tumblr. And I put one of them up on the War Rocket Ajax Twitter account. And Marlene just looked at it and went, ugh, like just instantly, like her takeaway was it's so greasy, which we'll get into it when we talk about our eating experience. You could see now some of the stuff she mistook for grease was actually like caramelized cheese on mm-hmm. the bottom of the box. But there was like a good layer of grease down there as well.
Yeah, bud.
And this thing is so strange. Like
I will say this. It is not an attractive food.
No. Here's the thing. Well, okay, let's get into it. I think enough preface, build up.
One more bit of preface, Matt, because you mentioned taking the pictures. You sent me the pictures. And like
– I sent you one of the pictures.
Last month, I was like – I texted you and I was like, you know we have to, right? And you said, counterpoint, no, we don't.
Yeah.
And that like, Matt, in the words of the great Michael McDonald, that's what a fool believes. But at the same time, like, you sent me that picture. And I know that, like, I was the one who was like, no, this is it. We have to. But you sent me that picture and, like, I saw it. And the crushing enormity of what we have kind of damned ourselves to do for what is ostensibly the rest of our lives came crashing down on me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no.
I knew that before I ever saw it. When I left to go get it, I said to Marlene, I'm going to go get that Batman pizza.
Yeah.
In that exact tone, in that exact way.
Somebody else was getting it while I was there, and he also did not seem excited. And I'm like, do you also have a podcast?
I feel like that's like 40% of the purchasers of the Batman Crazy Calzone.
Are you also doing it for the Vine?
Okay, here's the thing, though. So the Crazy Calzone as a menu item, which, by the way, I do not like the name of this menu item.
What was it called again?
The Crazy Calzone. I do not appreciate the use of that word in a food item. I know they also have crazy bread. So it's not like it's not part of the brand, but it's not sensitive.
I don't know why the bread is crazy either. Like
I don't know. I'll tell you this. It had to have been market tested.
unless they have significantly changed things in the past few years, that crazy bridge would you get.
Yeah, there was a meal deal for the crazy calzone with crazy bread and like a 2-liter soda. And I was so close to getting that because I was like, what if I cannot eat this thing? At least I'll have crazy bread then.
I'm not even thinking of this as a meal.
Oh, it was my lunch.
It was my lunch too, but like, I'm like, this is work.
Sure. I mean, look, if I was eating this recreationally, if I was eating this for my own sustenance, I would not have eaten it the way I did. I'll say that much. But let's get into it. Let's get into it. So,
all right.
The Crazy Calzone as a menu item predates the Batman version.
Okay, so this is not something that they invented for Batman. Now, does it always look like this?
No, I will send you a picture of the standard Crazy Calzone, which...
The same calzone.
No, this one is also crazy.
Okay.
They're all crazy, Chris.
How come the Crazy Calzone was not a tie-in to Joker 2019?
That's a good question. All right, here's a photograph of the original Crazy Calzone, and you'll see instantly what is different.
Okay.
So the original Crazy Calzone, instead
looks more
of having
like a maxi pad than the one we ate,
it looks like an X. It should have been an X-Men tie-in. It has the calzone parts on all around the outside, and then the pizza part is just in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
The Batman Crazy Calzone. So there are four. There are four calzone edges on the original Crazy Calzone. The Batman version.
It's calzone with a Y, too. It's not like we don't know how to pronounce the word calzone. Although in the Nolan movies, it is called calzone. They call him Carmine Falcone in The Batman. That's the joke there.
Yes, buddy, believe me, I know about name pronunciations in the movie. So the Batman version only has two calzone parts at the top and bottom, and then the edges on the sides are rounded, so it looks vaguely like a bat symbol.
Yeah, it's like somebody figured out. Somebody was looking at the corner boxes of the issues of Nightfall that they had laying around. And they were like, oh, like if you fold the bottom part of a pizza over and you kind of fold the top part over, you can kind of make it look like a Batman logo. But only if bats only had one big ear in the middle.
If they had a tail and a head that were the same shape.
Yeah.
That weren't exactly a point, but weren't exactly... I mean, I guess you could see bat ears if you're just looking at the shape of the dough, the bread. But anyway. So that's... The Batman Crazy Calzone is more pizza, less calzone.
Yeah, it's the calzone portion is almost like negligible in the Batman Crazy Calzone.
Well, it is there though. It is a sizable portion of the item. And Chris, here's my number one thing about this thing. I don't know if this is true of the standard Crazy Calzone because I've never had one. But because
the DSM Calzone.
Yeah. Because of the fact that this is two things simultaneously. It's a pizza and a calzone at the same time. And thus it's kind of neither.
Mm-hmm.
And also the crust of the pizza part is kind of thin. It's like a thin crust pizza. It's even cut into squares like thin crust, very thin crust pizza often is.
Yeah.
The pizza part is like cooked to overcooked. The calzone part is undercooked and doughy.
Mine wasn't undercooked, but it was less cooked, if that makes sense.
It can't possibly all be the same amount of cooked.
Right.
Because
which is why they wind up like putting a different kind of pepperoni.
Oh, that stuff is like the pepperoni that's on a Totino's party pizza, the little chunk pepperoni.
Yeah, it's hate fully that stuff. Grocery store Hot Pocket.
Yeah. It's the cheese is like barely melted, and like the calzone part, the pizza part, here's my final verdict on this thing. The pizza part is fine. It's like greasy and, you know, not as good as virtually any other pizza, but it's fine. Right? It's fine. The calzone part is awful.
The calzone part is not as good because, like, it's I think the science of this, what they're doing in the LCTK, that's the Little Caesars Test Kitchen. Mm-hmm. The science of this is figuring out how do we make this one food item. And
yeah.
What they came up with was don't put as much cheese up in there. Instead, use this garlic sauce. Garlic cheese-esque sauce.
Well, and also sprinkle Parmesan over the calzone part. Because it's covered in this, like, bottle, store-bought, jarred Parmesan.
Yeah.
On that part of the pizza.
It's the problem we get for calzone. Biscuit. We want to give Biscuit like a fun meal. We call it Puppy Parm.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's relatively low calorie. You can sprinkle it on there. It gives your dog a little treat. Dogs love cheese, so.
I didn't know that dogs love cheese.
Hot tip from me to you.
Oh, actually, I think I did know that dogs love cheese. Because there's that trick of, like, when you want to give a dog a pill,
yeah,
you put it in a piece of cheese. Yeah.
Yeah.
The best part of the pizza for me, Chris, was that little caramelized caramelized bits of cheese around the edge and on the bottom of the box.
Yeah, here's what I'll say, Matt. Is Little Caesars good pizza? No.
Yeah.
No. It's inexpensive. It's always a little bit better than I think it's going to be, though. Because I think it's going to be, like, bad. But it's like, the sauce is a little too sweet.
Too sweet. Yeah. It always, so much.
Did you do it?
I did. So much, for lack of a better way of putting it, fast food pizza.
Mm-hmm.
The sauce is always too sweet. Papa John's is like the sweetest.
Yeah, man.
Little Caesars isn't quite that sweet, but it is too sweet.
Yeah. Get out of here with your sweet sauce and your also talk about a crazy calzone.
He's gone though. They got Shaq now.
And they should I know this is a whole my brother and me bit, but they really should rename it Pizza Shaq.
Here's the problem, though. Shaq, I had to unfollow Shaq on Twitter because he was only tweeting about NFTs. And so, I mean, it is a step up, I suppose, from outspoken racist, but Shaq is now like a Twitter person or a NFT person.
I mean, that's disappointing, but I mean, the guy, yeah, like you said, varying degrees, man.
Yeah. Well, also, like, what is Shaq if not a salesman?
Yeah. And maybe NFTs are different in the second world.
Perhaps. Yeah, I mean, look, I didn't think the pizza part of this was anything special, but it also wasn't bad.
Yeah, it tastes like somebody is about to try and get you, you're about to get witness to. Is what Little Caesars tastes like to me.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely youth lock-in at church pizza.
Yeah, it's like you are going to eat this pizza, and then you will have to choose whether or not you are going to accept Jesus Christ in your heart tonight. Maybe that's not what you associate it with, listener. But Matt and I had a very specific upbringing.
We do, and I mean, it's also like just like kids' birthday party where there are 50 kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even though the parents are rich, they don't want to spend that much money on food for these stranger children.
A guy came in while I was there, and he was wearing a religious garb of some sort. I'm not familiar, but clearly it was religious garb. And he was like, "I need four pizzas. I need four cheese pizzas." And that's why you go to Little Caesars.
That's what's keeping Little Caesars in business, yeah. To be quite honest.
And being right across the street from high school.
Yes, the tax exempt dollars of many religious institutions have funneled into Little Caesars.
But again, that brings me back to my question: who approached who? Did Warner Brothers Marketing say we need some tie-ins to really promote this movie? Hey, Pizza Hut, you want to do it? No? Okay. Domino's? No? Papa John's? No?
I feel like Little Caesars absolutely came to Warner Brothers with this.
Do you think they're like, hey, we can make this thing kind of look like Batman?
Yes, because the Crazy Calzone already existed. Let me see if I can find out when the Crazy Calzone was introduced. Because I feel like it was like 2020. So, no.
It's as though we hadn't suffered enough.
It was 2021. It came out
This is a quarantine idea.
Fully
quarantine idea.
It was a what else are you going to do? It was a what else are you doing? Try this thing.
Yeah, here.
Situation.
Can't go to a restaurant right now. Here.
So this thing debuts in like summer of 2021. The Batman was supposed to come out around then, but it was, you know, delayed.
Why?
Couldn't tell you.
That's my joke.
Couldn't tell you.
I keep telling.
But I think during the delays, the various delays, Little Caesars puts out this food item, not even knowing that it could be a Batman tie-in. But absolutely somebody at Little Caesars Marketing was like, hey, what if you only put the calzone parts, if you only had two calzone parts on there instead of four? That kind of looks like a bat, right? Or like a Batman symbol.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a bat at all. It looks kind of like a Batman logo.
Yeah. And then they were off to the
races. But not the Batman logo that is in the film The Batman.
Yeah, that's why I say there's zero chance Warner Brothers approached Little Caesars about this. Little Caesars approached Warner Brothers about this to say, like, hey, we can make this look like a bat symbol. And that's the whole thing.
Wild. Wild. What's your
second on? All right, Chris, let's rank it. Let's rank the Batman Crazy Calzone on the listuation.
I'll tell you this, dog. I ate a little bit of it right before we started recording. And I washed it down with what I think is the most appropriate drink. Matt, they only give the crown to the king. You know, I had a little bit of RC Cola. Wash that bad boy down.
Yeah. Royal Crown.
Has anybody ever mixed Royal Crown Cola and Crown Royal liquor?
They had to have. They had to have.
Call it like RC Squared.
That's a good name. I like that name.
CCR.
I imagine people have to have done that. I'm glad to hear that they have Royal Crown up there in Minnesota.
Oh yeah, well, get that at your local Cub Foods, everybody.
RC Cola, the pride of, I want to say Georgia, Columbus, Georgia.
I feel like maybe Coca-Cola is the pride of Georgia.
Sure. Yeah. That's why I adjusted it to Columbus, Georgia. It was invented in Columbus, Georgia.
Yeah.
Every major soft drink was invented in the South, and that's very funny.
It's very funny. And also, the rest of y'all need to show some respect. I'm tired of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Get it together.
Yeah. Also, the South, get it together.
Oh.
Make us look bad. Come on.
Yeah. Okay. The Crazy Calzone, I don't think it's going to be.
I love it.
I don't think it's going to be super high. Because even though there were things about it that were better than expected, I don't think we can call it good.
Yeah, it's still not good, and it's still not like
here's the truth of it. Okay.
Oh boy, here comes another patented Matt Wilson rant.
Yeah. I would much rather just have a Little Caesars pizza.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it would be cheaper. It would be $3 cheaper.
It would be cheaper.
Just have a Little Caesars.
It would taste better. The worst part of the Batman Crazy Calzone is the calzone part, which makes it different. So I think that hurts this the most.
Yeah. And if you just had a regular Little Caesars pizza, you would not have to keep saying Crazy Calzone.
Yeah, that's another big one in the W column, not having to say that. Is it better than the snacked of Tim Tam slamming?
Tim Tam slamming fundamentally didn't work, is the problem.
It didn't, yeah. That's like, why I'm starting there.
This thing is a functional food item.
You know, I got to say this much. I'll give this much to Little Caesars. They figured out a way to make this thing in a standardized way where it always looks the same. Because I've seen lots of people's photos of this menu item, the Batman version specifically, and it always looks like it's supposed to. And in my mind, this thing would be like, there'd be all kinds of like weird mutations and variations of it.
Well, that's because it's stamped by a machine.
Yeah. I know. But I got to at least give them that it is standardized and always looks on model. As far as I can tell.
Matt, can I peel back the curtain for people for a second?
Sure.
Matt, you and I have a corporation.
A limited liability corporation, yeah.
Yeah, for tax purposes. So we have a corporate credit card. You have one, yeah. I have one.
Yeah.
But everything, because I am a child, really. I'm young at heart. Everything kind of goes through you for that. Like, you handle the business aspect of it. You handle every aspect of our shows, actually, now that I think of it, Matt.
I don't but guess.
Neither do I. But, like, we have a corporate card. And so when we buy things that we are going to talk about on the show, that we know we're going to talk about on the show, we will use the company card, which most frequently, I think, is video games, right? Because we are always talking about video games on War Rocket Ajax.
Yeah, we use it for streaming services. I'd say that's the thing we probably spend the most money on.
Yeah.
We use them for movie tickets when we talk about movies on the show. It's like review materials for the show.
Yeah.
So I
bought myself, there were some Nintendo eShop cards on sale today that I wanted to get, because that's like getting an extra 10% off when I buy a video game. And I only buy video games on sale. So it's like that's, if you don't buy that gift card, that's leaving money on the table. That's free money you're getting. But because of the way our card is structured, for some reason, it sends you like an approval code that I need whenever I buy something from certain retailers. And so it's like, I had to text you and be like, Matt, can I get that code so I can have my video game money?
To be fair, I would also get that code if I bought something from that place.
Yeah.
It's not because you're doing it. It's because somebody who might have stolen our credit card number would definitely buy something from that website.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you can make two charges about an hour apart at two different Little Caesars on opposite sides of this country, and the credit card's like, yep, that's fine. Don't see anything weird about that.
Well, they are two different credit cards with two different names on them.
I guess. But it struck me as weird.
Your point stands, yeah.
Yeah. It's like if any credit card company sees two purchases from Little Caesars in one day from any one account, they should like do a wellness check, really.
Okay. So it sounds like you're making the argument that this is better than the snacked of Tim Tam slamming.
Well, I the thing I just said was like, it's a functional food, except it's kind of not. It's as functional as Tim Tam slamming. Tim Tam slamming is a pointless action. But like,
Tim Tam slamming is a pointless action, and the crazy calzone is a pointless food that might as that should just be a pizza.
Yeah.
So where do we end up there?
I'm never going to eat this thing again. I will definitely have Tim Tams and coffee again in my life at some point.
Yeah, the Tim Tams themselves were not bad.
Yeah.
But
I'm not going to try the act of Tim Tam slamming though.
Yeah.
God, that's a tough one. What's above Tim Tam slams?
The chocolate pretzel Pop-Tarts.
Those were nothing special. Bad. Yeah.
But nothing special, but like I would argue probably better than this.
Mmm. Tough. That's a rough part of town you're looking at, Matt.
Yeah. This is exactly where it goes though.
You are correct. All right, so the snack of Tim Tam slamming. Right below that, we have the Euro snacks of Bounty, Tunnocks, etc. I think
those are pretty good.
Those are better than this.
Yeah,
I think Fabulous's New York Deli cheddar chips are better than this. I would rather have this than the McDonald's donut sticks dry for sure.
Dry for sure. Maybe not dunked. Dunked made them better.
Coca-Cola with coffee was bad.
Coca-Cola with coffee was bad.
But these are not as good as Cherry Ripe. It goes at 126.
All right. Above Coca-Cola with coffee. Below Cherry Ripe goes the Little Caesars Batman Crazy Calzone. Okay. It has entered the list. I guess we should note that it's pepperoni because there is also one that's just cheese, which I think might have been better.
Really? Because I was not even, like, I guess the picture that I pointed at had the pepperoni on it. But I was not even aware that there was another choice to be had.
Here's why I think the cheese would have been better. Because it wouldn't have had the little chunk pepperonis in the calzone part.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of faced with this thing now of, like, am I going to, like, I obviously did not eat this whole thing, right?
Nor did I.
Are we just going to throw it away?
Surely
a reheated Little Caesars would be terrible.
I don't know that it would be terrible, but I don't think it would be good.
I mean, we already ate a reheated Little Caesars, essentially, the first time around.
That's true. Also, I ate all of the pizza, all of the thing that I wanted to.
Right, right, right.
All of the pizza part around the edge, that's what I mostly ate. I tried the calzone part, but it took me a couple bites to know how I thought about that, how I felt about that.
Yeah, I ate the top calzone part. I ate the ears, not the tail.
I didn't make a distinction. I just ate some of the calzone. And,
well, Matt, you don't take Batman as seriously as I do.
That's fair. If it was a Spider-Man pizza, I probably would have treated it differently.
What snack would Spider-Man have?
I mean, there could be a Spider-Man pizza. Easy.
There could be a Spider-Man pizza.
Make it a web shape.
I was just thinking make it like the spider signal.
Oh, that too. That would be good too. Like, yeah. Like make the like his eyes out of pepperonis.
Yeah. Or do like a Spider Sense pizza where half of it has a bunch of pepperoni on it.
Oh, you know what it would be? His eyes would be the cheese.
Yeah. It'd be like a shiv.
Yeah.
Like the cheese that you know they just put the big old chunks of the cheese on when you get a family pizza.
Well, his eyes could be that, or his eyes could be like the part of the cheese you can see, and then the pepperoni is all the rest.
Hmm.
And so it's red, mostly red, with whitish, yellowish eyes in the middle. So you could make Spider-Man's face out of pizza.
Face.
No problem.
I was trying to feel like, could you do like Todd McFarlane webs as a food item? But that's just spaghetti, I'm thinking of, I think.
Yeah, it'd be spaghetti.
It'd just be spaghetti.
Spider-Man spaghetti.
Yeah.
Spider Getty.
Getty images.
We're done.
What if
we ate the Batman pizza?
We thought it was called spaghetti images. That's where we put all the snack situation pictures.
Spaghetti images is funny. I don't know what you do with it, but it's funny.
Okay, has the Little Caesars Crazy Calzone increased our creativity? I'm thinking maybe.
No. No. This is us. We've always been like this.
It's true. That's true.
If you would like to make us eat something awful, send us an email.
Don't!
Send us an email at moviefighterscast@gmail.com or hit us up on Tumblr, moviefighterscast.tumblr.com. You can also support this show and Movie Fighters and the other shows we do by going to patreon.com/warrocketajax and kicking in a little bit every month to help us out, pay for our Little Caesars pizzas and video games that we talk about on War Rocket Ajax, among other things. And yeah, we did the Batman pizza. Everybody said we have to do the Batman pizza, so we did it. Okay?
Feels a little pointed at me.
No, it wasn't just you. It was many people sent us like tweets that were like, gotta eat this Batman pizza. Where's we better that, eat it.
Where's the Jeffrey Wright tie-in pizza?
That's Jeffrey Wright. What? What classy, accomplished food item would Jeffrey Wright put his name on?
Please give me a pizza with literally every ingredient you have for anything that you serve.
Because Jeffrey Wright can do it all.
Approach this pizza the way Jeffrey Wright approaches acting. More is more.
I feel like Jeffrey Wright wouldn't have a pizza. I feel like Jeffrey Wright would have like a Chateaubriand steak.
I feel like Jeffrey Wright would have like a prefix.
Yeah. Yeah.
get that full $149 Jeffrey Wright experience.
All right. We'll be back in a couple months with another snack. We have some stuff on deck that we need to do for snack situations. So we'll be doing that in May. Movie Fighters will be in April because we're going every other month on these shows now. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, and till next time, everybody, stay hungry.
What's your snack on?